2.2.16 雅思作文的语言风格，全文翻译练习，分辨对错。提升后的范文。
One primary function of schools is to help young people to acquire knowledge of different subjects, such as literature and maths. I, however, believe that schools should also teach them the distinction between acceptable and unacceptable behavior. Many teachers give priority to academic subjects, which are vitally important for the job prospects of young people. Technology has advanced so rapidly that only students who have an in-depth knowledge of some subjects are capable of handling professional jobs. For example, they need to attend courses and pass exams in core subjects, such as mathematics and coding, if they plan to work as programmers. As such, every student should devote most of their valuable study time to academic tasks, rather than courses that teach how to distinguish between right and wrong. On the other hand, opponents would argue that exceptional performance in academic subjects does not guarantee career achievements in the future if students do not know the boundaries of behavior. If they are not aware of behavioral norms, such as using polite language in social or formal settings, they cannot get along well with others easily. Once they embark on the career, they will find that they cannot get along well with colleagues and supervisors. Without support from others, they are unlikely to perform well in their jobs, primarily because tasks in modern times are increasingly complex and cannot be carried out by anyone alone. In my opinion, teachers should teach lessons about how to tell right from wrong, since students without this ability can make wrong judgment that ruins their careers. There are numerous ethical dilemmas in their professional lives they need to address. For example, they may face the temptation to exaggerate their job history to win a job offer, or to make false claims about the products of their companies to strike a deal with clients. Taking ethically wrong options could damage their reputation or even put them in prison, so ethics and similar courses should be included in school curriculum. In conclusion, while I understand that some people lay emphasis on academic subjects, I would argue that teaching young people to discriminate between right and wrong is also part of the responsibility of teachers.